Hof Beis Adar Beis, Monday the 24th of March, Rabbi Moshe Batala Grosnas, Ashi and Dalits invited to the Seder.
Okay, in Shas, we find, scattered all over Shas, we find the concept of Shadim, Shin Dalits. And I will give you a dogma with the Gemara in Chagiga, Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Ton Rabbonon, Shisho Dvarim Namru B'Shadim. So the Gemara says. Six things are said about Shin Dalits. Three things they have liking to Malachi Asharis. And three things that are similar to Malachi Asharis. And the three things that are similar to human beings. The three things that are similar to Malachi Asharis is they have wings like Malachi Asharis. They fly like Malachi Asharis. And they know what's going on. Machoira Pargoid. They know what's going to be. Like Malachim. Those are the three things like Malachim. Like human beings, they eat and drink like human beings. They multiply and are fruitful, as in they have offspring, like human beings. And they die like human beings. There is a debate whether they existed or not. The Rambam takes on they never existed. He says that although the Torah asked all these things, it was just because the Ovda Avodah Zarah made a big fuss out of them. But it was all really a lie. And whoever believes it, he says their das isn't full. However, the Gaon tackles this Rambam, and he says that's because of philosophia that the Rambam says this, but Avada, everything is kapashton. Of course it has a pnimius, but everything is as simple as we see in the Gemara, that there is such a metzius, and the Radvaz also says the same. Now, the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis says that what is this metzius of Shin Dalit? What happened? So, there's a posuk, Vayomer Akim, Toitzei Ha'oretz, Nefesh Chayo Lemino, Behemo, Veremes, V'chaisa Oretz Lemino. The posuk mentions four different species. Chayo Lemino, Behemo, Remes, and Chaisa Oretz. Four different things, and it's all going back on the Nefesh that says at the beginning of the Pasuk. The four Nefoshos that were made. The next Pasuk only mentions three things. It says, Vayas, Elikim, Es, Chaisa Oretz Lemino, Vez Vehem Lemino, Vez Kol Remes Adon. What happened to the fourth one? You know, we said that there was a Nefesh for four, and then in Nasir there's only three. What happened? It says the Medrash, there was one Bria that was only made a Nefesh and wasn't made a Guf. Vayas means the goof. What was that? The shaded. That's what the Medrash says. Why? Why was this so? It says the Medrash, because before Hashem could finish the Bria of the Shadim, he was Mekadosh HaShabbos, not allowed to do any more work, and that was it. They had to stop midway. They were a Nefesh, and they weren't a goof. Asked Or HaChaim, why couldn't Hashem hurry things up? Keher Efein, Hashem couldn't make the goof of the Shin Dalit. Says the Or HaChaim, now that's the Hemshech HaMedrash. The Medrash says to teach you that what happens if you have some, I don't know, some silver or diamonds, and it's Shabbos is coming, it's just getting dark. What should you do? Throw it away. Why? Mimisha Omar V'hoyah. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He's in the middle of building his world. He's in the middle of one of the creations of his world to make the Shin Dalits. He made the Neshama, and he didn't finish and make the Guf. So we learn from that to stop.
How did it multiply without the Guf?
Oh, we'll see. So we have to understand the mahus of a Shin Dalit. The Ramban in coming up in the coming sedras in Parshas Achrimos, the Ramban talks on a said on a pasuk that says, "V'lo yizbechu la'se'irim oit." One shouldn't shech to the se'irim. Says Ramban, the se'irim are the Shin Dalits. Why are they called se'irim, which literally means goats? Why are they called se'irim? So he brings from the Eben Ezra. Because a person that sees a Shin Dalit, he gets goose pimples, his hair stands on end. So he says it's a lotion of Yista'er Haguf Haroya Oisom. They get very frightened. The Ramban says that he thinks the Pshat is because the Meshugoyim see Shin Dalit. Yeah? Someone's telling me the word is schizophrenic. I don't know. Certain people can see things more than we can, and they see it in the form of a goat. That's what Ramban says. Now, it also says, it says, well, it is because it's Se'irim Oid, don't check to them anymore. It teaches us that they used to. When? In Mitzrayim. They used to, halolo oiv davod zor, halolo oiv davod zor. They used to in Mitzrayim. Now, says Ramban, this is very important. Says Ramban, everything in this world is made from four yesoidus. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofo. Yeah, it's hard to understand exactly, but everything has within it this combination of fire, air, water, and dust, mud. That's where everything's made from. So he says human beings are made from all these four. However, he says the Shin Dalads are made from only two. That's what it means in the Medrash, that they weren't fully formed. It means they were only made from Eish and Ruach, light components, not the heavier components. They're made from fire and air. They are not. They don't have any mud and water with them in them. With that, he explains, why do they fly? Why do Shin Dalads fly? He says because they're very light. They're only made from the lighter components, the Eish and the Ruach. They're not made from the offer which holds one down and the water which holds one down. He says a bird, for instance, flies because a bird, although it has all the four yesodas, it has Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and offer, but obviously its main components are the Eish and the Ruach, and therefore it's light, and therefore it flies. He says, Kavachoyim, Shin Dalad, that only has Eish and Ruach, it flies. Right. And he also reads out that the guf of a Shin Dalad is Ruchni, because it's made from Eish and Ruach, the combination is much more Ruchni, and therefore we don't see it. However, the guf of a human that also has an offer mime, you see. He also explains why they die. They die because anything that comes from a combination, eventually the combination breaks down. That's a human being comes from four years, so this eventually it breaks down. Shin Dalad also comes from a combination of Eish and Ruach, and eventually it breaks down. That's what the Ramban says. Now, we've just said that you can't see the body of a Shin Dalad. However, in the Sefer Ploy, say the Secher, he brings the Mishnah in Gittin Samach Vov. The Mishnah says as follows. Someone that was thrown into a pit, and he shouts out, whoever hears his voice should give a get to his wife. One should listen to him and give a get to his wife. Ask the Gemara, maybe he's a Shin Dalad and it's not really the husband. Says the Gemara, yeah, they looked inside the bar and they saw the form of a human being. Ask the Gemara, maybe he's still a Shin Dalad, and he just made himself look like a human being. Says Rashi, sometimes they make themselves in a tzura of a Ben Adam, so you see that sometimes they can appear human. Although Ramban says, and the Medrash says, they weren't fully formed, that they can make themselves appear human. Now, just to go very quickly into Purim Barovin, right? The Gemara says that the Shin Dalads multiply. So this has halachic ramifications. In Evan Ezra, Simon Vav Siv Ches, discussing what us as a wife on a husband, the Beis Shmur, the Shulchan Aruch says, a behema that it's nus for the Isha, doesn't asa the wife on the husband. The Beis Shmuel says, so too, haneveles leruach oshed, afal gav sheporim merovim, even though they're fruitful and multiply, eina asur lebalush, does not become us the husband, maram melublin, simon kuf tezayim. However, this is disputed. These are shailas that actually happened. Tshuvas Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, Tshuva Ches, says the Makoyer, the whole Tshuva is long, there's a lot of raid, but in very short, he brings that the Makoyer, that a behema doesn't usher the wife to the husband, is it says a pasuk v'hoyu lebosa echod. Mi shenasim bosa echod, those who become one bosa, yotsu behema v'chaya she'ein nasim bosa echod. There's no bosa echod with a behema and an isha. Rashi explains it means they can't give birth together to a child, and therefore it doesn't usher on the husband. Says the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, however, she into other than an isha can give birth. And since they can give birth, it's going to asa on the husband. Where do we see that a Shin Dalad and an Isha can give birth? For Bereishis? Yeah, but that Pasha said just came. The Shail is there if they mamash became Bnei Odom. I hear, yeah. Akaponim, he brings a Raya from Baba Basra. There's a lot of Rayas, but he brings a Raya from Baba Basra and Gimel on the base. There's a story there of a Shin Dalad called Hormin Bar Lamed Yud Tof. Yeah. So he's called Hormin. And this Shin Dalad, the king killed. So Rashbam says, why did he kill him? Because he was a Shin Dalad, haba mi Odom, haba al Ashido. From an Odom with a Shin Daladus. And they had this Hormin, and he was worried he was going to take the Malchus. So he killed him. So here we see that it works. It's Shaykh Aleda from an Odom, haba al Hashido. And Mamela, if it's Shaykh, it's Shaykh Vahilabasa Echod. And if so, an Isha that does znus with a Shin Dalad should be osa to her husband. Says the Machne Chaim, there was a horrific story in Hungary, which there isn't time to share because we've got to get to the Seder. There's a horrific story in Hungary, not so long ago, which apparently there was a story of a znus with a Shin Dalad. Okay, so In Machane Chaim, Chelek Gimel, who is a Rav of Munkach, Evan has a Simon Nun Hei, he clears about this story, and he says it will not utter the Isha on her husband. Because he says there is no Vohila Basecha, they cannot have a child together, a Shin Dalad with the Isha. He says that Raya, that they had a child, was a case of a Odom with a Shidah. But not the other way around. Why? The Lomdus is Azoif, remember the Ramban. A man has four Yesodas, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofo. The Shidah, let's go this way around, Odom with a Shidah. The Shidah only has two, Eish and Ruach. When the man is with the Shidah, he puts four Yesodas, because the man is made of four Yesodas. So the Shidah can take whatever it needs. It needs Eish and Ruach. Within those four Yesodas is Eish and Ruach. It takes what it needs, and is moided. So there you have a child from Adam Abala Shido. However, the other way around, a shade Abba Ala Isha only is Oiruk two Yesoidas, Eish and Ruach. The Isha to start is from four Yesoidas. She cannot start from she can't be moiled a child. Bechlal, this whole noisa, even if they are moiled from each other, maybe they're only moiled a Shin Dalad, not a human. And maybe it's not called Voila Bosa Echot. Oh, so coming to Purim, it says that Achashverosh and Esther had a child called Daryovish. And the Zohar Kodesh says that Esther was never with Achashverosh. She sent the Shin Dalad. How did they have a child called Daryovish? Says Zohar Yitzchayim Mashallah and the Munkach Rebbe, that yeah, according to this raid, it's very good. Odom Abba'al HaShidah can have a child. Daryovish was from Echashverosh and the Shidah, and not from Esther, and as Zohar state prefers in the Arizal. Right, now coming to our discussion, what language do the Shin Dalits talk? So the Gemara in Shabbos Yudbei Soma Beis, the Gemara in Shabbos Yudbei Soma Beis says that Rabba Baba Chana was on his way to visit a sick person, or sick people. And sometimes he would tell them in Aramaic, a Refu Shalema, and sometimes he would tell them in Lashon HaKodesh, a Refu Shalema. And they asked him, how could you tell them in Aramaic, Refu Shalema, Haloi, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, whoever doubles in Aramaic, his tefillahs, the Malachim will not take them up. His tefillahs won't get up to Shemaim. They need taking up, and the Malachim won't take it up because they don't understand Aramaic. They don't understand Aramaic. So, yeah, the Lomdus is, you know, the bad Malachim want to stop our tefillahs, we need help, so the good Malachim will take it up. That's the behind the scenes what's going on. But if you do it in the wrong language, they won't take it up. Now, there's a lot of big machloikus in the Rishonim, is pshat, they literally don't understand the other languages, or just means they want to uphold Lashna Kodesh, or other pshatim. But we're going to take, due to time, we're going to take one pshat. And that's the pshat of the Tomim Deim, the Ravid. He says, literally, you have to take this Gemara Kepshutai, Ein Malachi Ashores Diskokin Loisha, Ein Malachi Ashores Makirim Beloshna Rami, they don't understand Loshna Rami and who are in any other languages. That's one pshat. But Tomim Deim says they don't understand. They only understand Loshna Kodesh. So, if that's so, we understand the Kasha of the Gemara. How could he tell a Choyla, Refu Shalema in Aramaic, it's not going to work, the Malachim aren't going to take this Refu? So the Gemara answers, Shani Choyla Deshchina Imoy. The Shechin is there. If the Shechin is there, it's direct. If so, they don't need Malachim's help, and any language works. Another Gemara in Sota, Tamid Beis, also says a similar thing. Tefillah B'chol Loshon, the Mishnah says. Whatever language you daven, it works. Ask the Gemara, Malachi Ashores, I'm going to help you tefillah, because they don't understand any language. Says the Gemara, not a problem. Ha B'yachid, ha B'tzibur. B'yachid, it won't work. But B'tzibur, your Shechin is there. Shechin is there, Shechin is Shorei B'tzibur, and therefore you can daven in any language. And the Rishonim deal, how can women at home daven, they used to daven in their own language, how could they do that? So that's a big noisa. The Ein Kam Mekoymoi Laharich. So let's just take out what we've learned in this Gemara, that Malachim don't understand any language, not Aramaic, not any other languages. They don't understand it. There's certain instances that you can talk direct HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you can daven in any other language. Otherwise, don't talk in any other language. Keep the Loshon HaKadosh. In Shailas Otshuvas Rashi, at the end of the Sefer Paradis HaGodah, he says the following. Umipnei ma, noigin loima holach ma'anya, beloshon aramis. Why do we say Halach Ma'anya in Aramaic? Famous question, that's always how we start the Haggadah. So, he says, Mipnei Hamazike. Because six things are said by Shin Dalits. Three like Malachim, and three like human beings. One of the things that they like Malachim, is they speak Lashon HaKodesh. Oh, coming. They speak Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. Now, if we would speak Lashon HaKodesh, they would hear, and they'd feel invited, because we say whoever's hungry should come and eat. And they'd come, and they'd cause hezek, they'd eat from the suda, they'd cause a kilkel, and they'd cause hezek. Therefore, we're noyog to say in our Aramis, so they shouldn't understand when we say kol dichvin yesir yechol. Ah, if so, why do we end in Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaBor b'nei choyrin? Pum faket, because now we're davening. We want to get out of this situation. When you daven, the Gemara says, Malach HaShoros don't understand if you say in Aramaic. And therefore we say it in Lashon HaKodesh. So that's what Rashi says. Now, when I was going to say this over, like, who speaks about such a thing about the Seder? I mean, Rashi. So, okay. Now, the first question to be asked, what was just asked, because it was the Einikel of who asks it. No, come with your question. It's not, but you'll see, you will be mentioned. But upon him, your question is as follows. In Psachim Kuftesim Abbas, it says, it's a Leil Shemurim. Say the night's a Leil Shemurim, we're guarded. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Tov Pe'alef, Siv Beis, that we only say a small part of Krishma, because it's Leil Shemurim. The Magen Avraham brings from the Maharil, we don't even lock the door with a proper lock. If it's not a place that Shkia Chazeka, because it's Leil Shemurim. And we also have, if Pesach is on Shabbos, we don't say at the end of the davening, Mogin Ovois, which is for Shmira, that everyone should come out at the same time, because of the Mazikim, because there's no Mazikim, it's Leil Pesach. So what's going on? Why are we worried about Mazikim? Midr Kisa, there are Medroshim that say tonight, Leil Shemurim, tonight, that Klal Yisrael have to guard themselves. So there's a lot of raid about it, but just for this context, the Tosfos Rid says the same thing as Rashi, but he fixes up. Meaning he deals with this question. Ibn Rabbeinu Shai, he says, that what we say, it's a night that is guarded from Mazikin, it means Memela. If one doesn't invite the Mazikin, then you're guarded. Even if on a normal night, they wouldn't be guarded. On Pesach night, one is guarded. But if one invites them, one's calling for trouble. And therefore, that's pshat. In one place, Chazal says it's a night that one's guarded from Mazikin, that's Minastam. But in another place it says, Klal Yisrael have to be careful. You know why? Because you're going to say, Kol Dichvin Yesir Yechol, everyone come. You're inviting everyone. Make sure to be careful, because then they can come. Therefore, say in Aramaic. That's the pshat, why there isn't this teretz of Leil Shemurim, and why we have to say in Aramaic. Okay. Now there's another question. Rashi says that we have to say in Aramaic. Had we said it in Lashon HaKodesh, they'd feel invited. Because the Malachim speak in Lashon HaKodesh. If so, so to the Shin Dalits. It's the language of that sphere. The question is, we said three things. The Shin Dalits are similar to Malachim. Three things. They fly, they have wings, they fly, and they know what's going on. It doesn't say that they speak Lashon HaKodesh like Malachim. Maybe they speak other languages as well. One question. And the second question is as follows. The Beis Yosef in Simon Vav explains, why do we say Omein Yesh Mei Rabo in Aramaic? Why do you say in Aramaic? So the Beis Yosef says, because Aramaic is the language of the Klippus. Brings it from the Zohar. Aramaic is the language of the Sitra Achra. All the evil forces. And therefore, what's the idea? What's the concept behind this? And Yod also read this behind with our Rizal. The concept is that, as we said, they try to disturb our tefillahs. We need to somehow calm them down. Knock them down a peg, so to say. So, what do? We say something in their very language, b'kedusha gedoyla, and that's machnia them. They're tumah. We say something, mamush b'kedusha, that pushes them away. So we say Omein Yesh Mei Rabo, which is a big shvach to Hashem, in their language, and that humbles them. So we see, from the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Beis Yosef brings it, in Simon Vav, that the language of these forces is Aramaic. So, hafuch, if we're going to say Arach Ma'ani in Aramaic, l'chayra, it's the very invitation of the Shin Dal. Now, obviously, it seems Rashi and the Rishonim, I don't know what to say, but they clearly were learning differently. But Akaponim, as I think, name Nicole, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav asked this question in Simon Tof Lamadat, in Simon Tof Lamadalad, he's talking about Kol Chamira, it's also in Aramaic, the Bittul, Chomet, we say in Aramaic, he asks why. And he says a reason, and then in Kudrus Achron at the bottom in his Agos, he says, I didn't say the reason of the Seyde Ayoin that says so the Mazikin shouldn't understand, because I don't understand why the Mazikin shouldn't understand. It says about Malachim they don't understand Malachim HaShoyz, but Mazikin Adarab, the Beis Yosef says, the Simon Vo, by Yamein Yeshmei Rabo, that this is the language of the Mazikin, and therefore he leaves it out. So, Tzorchim, upon him, that's the pshat. Just to add the knetch, the sefer nitzotze shimshim, that this is their language, the language of the shin dalet, and those forces should be Aramaic. In nitzotze shimshim from Shamshon Astropolia, he says by Rochel, it says when Lavan was checking for his trophim. She says, "Vatoyma elavio." She says he wanted to check Rachel. "Vatoyma elavio, al yichar be'enai, adoyni, don't be angry. Kiloi uchal lokum miponech, I can't stand up. Ki derech noshim li." The nida. Now the Magala Mukus is Mavaya. It's not so hard to understand, but we're not going to be marich to explain it. That Lavon has a shaychus to the Nochash Hakadmoni, to the Eitzahara. He's the symbol of evil. If so, he says it's very good. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufiyot says, if a nochosh is running after a lady, what should she should say a lachash, she should say a saying. What should she say? Dishtana ani. Dishtana ano. Rashi says, derech noshim li. She says she's an idah. So, says Rav Shamshon Astropolia, Lavan is the nochosh. Lavan was chasing after Rochel. So she said, lo yochel lokum, lokum, why? Ki derech noshim li. Now, what's the language of Lavan? Lavan was Arami. So much so, that he managed to somehow put in the Torah his temple. At the end of Parshas V'yetzeh, it says, Yagas Adusa. He called the pact between Yaakov and Lavan, he called it Yagas Adusa, which is Aramaic. So we see that's their language. And so much so, the Chidor and Simchas HaRegel brings that the Galia Roza, who was a Rishon, says the reason we went down to Mitzrayim was because Arami oived Ovi. Because through the story with Yaakov and Lavan, came about that Arami went into the Torah, the Loshon Arami went into the Torah, Arami Oved Ovi, the Aramaic that came begram, Yaakov Avinu, made us have to go down to Mitzrayim. So we see that is their language. And just to understand that, what does it mean, Arami Oved Ovi, and that's why I went down to Mitzrayim? Well, what does that mean? So there's a lot of pshatim, but the Chidor says a pshat, an interesting pshat, he says, first of all, why was it Yaakov's fault that Arami Ovedovi, he didn't put it in the Torah? So he says, because Yaakov followed on and said, Galeid, he sort of explained what Lavan said, so he was misyachas to it. Okay, but he says an interesting Havona. He says, like this, he says, Shnai Mikro, Ve'echo Targum. What's this idea? The idea is to take from the mundane and make it holy. To take from what we said is the language, even maybe of Tumah, there is a Chazal, it's a holy language, but let's take on this side. Is to take from the mundane and make it holy. Put the targum with the mikra. That's the avoida in this world. It says the avoida of every golus is to take from the mundane in each place and elevate ourselves from it. And that way we're bringing Hashem's world to its tachlis. So he says that we went down to Mitzrayim was also for that. The choyma and the hard work, the levenim, all that work purified Klal Yisrael. So we're taking from Egypt a certain holiness. They were purifying Egypt itself by taking a holiness for themselves. So that's why Egypt is called the Kur HaBarzel. It's called a place where you purify gold and silver and metals. Yeah, so that's the idea of a golus. So he says like this, Arami Oivadovi Ve'er Mitzrayimo, just like Aramaic, that went into the Torah, Yigas HaDusa, was put into the Torah in order to purify, to take from the Aramaic. And that's the idea of Shnayim Mikro Ve'echa Targum. That's the very same reason why we went down to Mitzrayim, to take and purify whatever Kedusha there is in Mitzrayim. So it doesn't mean because of the chet that went in the Torah Yagasa Dusa, we went down to Mitzrayim, not because of the same concept of the Aramaic that went into the Torah, and that we do Shnai Mikvei Chatargum, that's the very same concept why we went down to Mitzrayim. So he says, that's why we say Olach Ma'anya in Aramaic. Because the very star of our God, we want to know why we went down to Mitzrayim? Because of Aramaic. Meaning, for the same reason as Aramaic has a Shaychus to Torah, to elevate the mundane. L'hoitis and itzoitis hakadoshis, in his language. And I just want to finish off with a very interesting shloah that I saw to do with Shabbos. Shabbos is coming up next, so we can finish with the shloah HaKadosh. In Siddha, he brings from the Ramak that what's the idea of Tosefer Shabbos? What's the idea of Tosefer Shabbos? So he says that the idea of Tosefer Shabbos is that everything, the Sheish Tzmei HaMaisa happens every week. We have a pit stop every week. Everything that was created on its day at its time has like a re-energization as he passes his time of the week. It's the most, it's the main strength of the creation as he passes that time. So he says, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshes was created the Shin Dalet, as we said, and they weren't finished. So that's their peak. It's the most dangerous time mitzad them. They can be mazik more at that time, because that's their pit stop. So he says, Hashem taught us what's the refuah for this. Hashem himself didn't finish the mazikim. Why? He specially brought Shabbos earlier to calm down the hezek of the mazikim. Kiddush Olav is a Shabbos, as we said. We have to learn from that to make sure to do Tosefer Shabbos, to bring in Shabbos early. By that, we thwart their plans. We stop them, as the Kaddish Baruch himself stopped them, and we learn from that. Basically, the way to battle with them. And forget, we're Moisim Michoel Ala Kodesh, we take it away from being mundane and the very peak of the Choil, and we turn it into Kodesh.